Tayshia Stevens. A man fired a shotgun twice outside a Jewish temple in upstate New York hours before the start of Hanukkah Thursday, then said free Palestine as he was taken into custody. No one was hurt. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the incident happened in a parking lot.
The suspect is a 28-year-old local resident who was walking around outside the synagogue acting very suspicious. According to witnesses, he fired off a round from a shotgun while making threatening statements.
The incident's being investigated as a hate crime. Hunter Biden's being indicted on 9 tax-related charges, including 3 felony counts in a federal court in Los Angeles. Biden allegedly failed to pay and file taxes, filed a fraudulent form, and evaded an assessment. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 17 years in prison. Also at SRNnews.com, on this day, 82 years ago, the day after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, President Franklin Roosevelt appeared to Congress to set the tone of the American response.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
The president called Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a day of infamy. Over 2,400 service personnel were killed. Nearly 1,200 were wounded. Nearly 200 aircraft were destroyed, and at least 24 naval ships were damaged or sunk. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is admitting very few persecuted Christians from foreign lands, and religious freedom groups are concerned. Ryan Brown of Open Doors U.S. says believers need to educate themselves.
There are also opportunities for people to voice their dialogue and voice their concern to their elected officials and let them know that as people of faith, this matters to us, that this is important, that we want to see America do what it can to provide a safe refuge for these that are suffering for their faith.
He says the body of Christ is ready to help.
There have been so many churches around the U.S. that have stepped up and have said that, you know, we desire to be part of the solution. We desire to receive refugees and assimilate them into community and into biblical communities even.
Open Doors U.S. and World Relief have produced a new report tracking the refugee problem. This is SRN News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz attends a ceremony lighting the first candle on a giant menorah at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate.
In the face of rising anti-Semitism, Olaf Scholz wants to show his support for Jewish life in Germany. Since the October 7th Hamas attacks and Israel's subsequent bombing of Gaza, the number of anti-Semitic incidents in Germany has quadrupled. The Brandenburg Gate was once used in the Holocaust by Hitler as a symbol of Nazi power. Today, it's a symbol of Germany's commitment to protecting Jewish life.
University of Toledo is about to become the first school in the U.S. to offer both undergraduate and graduate degrees in cosmetic science programs. University of Ohio was the first in the country to offer a cosmetic science undergrad degree, but says it is launching graduate degrees in the field starting in the spring. More details at SRNnews.com.